Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family, and welcome to today's show. How are y'all doing today? Okay, so I know in January we talked about reset, and we came from a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical perspective. And then in February we talked about love and the importance of loving yourself, loving God, and loving others, always in that order. And in March, we focused on prayer and really, really making sure that we're aligning our prayers with God's will. This month, we're going to elevate your perspective, okay? We're going to rise to a whole new level in every area of life. It's our perspective, our mindset, our approach, and our level of production. This week, the focus is on elevating your perspective, seeing life, challenges and opportunities from a much higher vantage point. Have you ever felt stuck in a situation, or overwhelmed by circumstances, or limited by what you see in front of you? Well, today we're going to talk about how shifting your perspective can open those doors, increase your faith, and align you with God's vision for your life. So we're going to start at Isaiah 55 verses 8 through 9, and I know you've heard this before. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's perspective is always higher than ours. So when we elevate our perspective to align more closely with His, we begin to see past temporary setbacks and shift into eternal possibilities. Another key scripture that I want you to focus on today is Colossians 3 and 2. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. This reminds us to focus on the bigger picture, not just what's happening in the moment. I know you've heard me say before to just zoom out and see the bigger picture. That's what you have to focus on. Sometimes we focus on the problem or the reality that's right in front of us, and we neglect to really see it in the proper perspective in the big scheme of things. And it's not to belittle the problem or to take away from it or to make it, you know, dismiss our feelings about it. It's not that at all. But it's just being able to assess that, okay, yes, this is the problem in front of me, but my solution is so much bigger. God is so much bigger than this problem. I need to take it to Him and not just focus on the problem in front of me, because that does make it seem a lot bigger than what it is. But when you're able to zoom out and really elevate the level of your perspective and how you're looking at it, you're able to see it in a much better light. And then it's like, okay, all right, this is, you know, one page in the chapter, or this is one season, you know, in the whole year, I can make it through this. God is going to walk me through this. But when we're focused on that problem, it seems insurmountable. And, you know, like there's nothing good happening in life, but there are a lot of blessings and things around you that you can see. But it's hard to do that if you're just focused on what's right in front of you. So you want to shift from a limited view to a kingdom view. Many times we do get caught up in what we can see. It could be your current financial situation. It could be relationship struggles or business challenges. But God calls us to see beyond that. Think about the story of Elijah, his servant, in 2 Kings 6, 15 through 17. He saw the enemy army and he panicked. But Elijah prayed for his eyes to be open, and suddenly he saw the heavenly army surrounding them. God had already provided the victory. You have that same thing right now, because we're fighting from victory, not for victory. So remember that. God already gave you the victory. So what if instead of focusing on the problem, you actually started looking for God's provision? That's the power of gratitude and vision. One way to elevate your perspective is through gratitude. When you shift from "I don't have" to "look at what God has already done," your faith rises. Instead of saying "I have to," you could say "I get to." Okay? Another way of that is through vision. What are you speaking over your future?
Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." So are you speaking life and elevation over yourself, your business, and your family? Or are you reinforcing limitations and limiting beliefs? You got to spend time with God daily, okay? I want to give you these practical steps to elevate your perspective. And that starts with spending time with Him. Start your day asking, "Lord, help me see from your perspective." Then you've got to reframe those negative situations and problems that we were just talking about and saying, instead of this as a setback, ask how God is using this for my growth. Like, God, what do you want me to see in this? What are you teaching me? How can I learn and move forward in this? But then you've also got to surround yourself with elevated thinkers. They're people that you listen to that help to shape your perspective. I'm not talking about naysayers or people with excessive opinions about who you are, who you should be, why you shouldn't do this, that is just draining to you. I'm talking about people who really speak life into you. And they're going to come right there and be kind of like Aaron and Caleb were for Moses, where they're lifting your hand up and they're helping you to stay afloat. When you're weak, they can be strong because iron sharpens iron. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with that can help you to really see things differently. In those moments where you're having a hard time doing it yourself, they can come alongside you in prayer and they can remind you of scriptures. They can give you good godly wisdom so that you can really see the bigger picture. If right in that moment you can't see it, they can help you to at least adjust your lens and the way that you're thinking about it right then in that moment. And the more that you're able to do that, the more you can start to adjust that lens more on your own and be able to see, okay, God, I see your hand at work in this. I see what you're doing. It's not as bad as I thought it was, or I can make it. You know, it could just give you hope that you can make it, because there's lots of times that it might feel hopeless or like things are not going to go the way that you think that they should. But having those other people come around you and help you to remember that will help get you back on track. Okay. So your call to action this week is to take one area of your life where you feel stuck or limited and ask God to show you a higher perspective. Write it down. Declare His promises over it and watch how your mindset shifts. Find that scripture that goes with the situation that you're in right now and write it down. Okay, what is God's promise in this situation to you so that you can stay focused and remember what He said about it? Okay, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for opening our eyes to see beyond the natural. Help us to rise above our current challenges today and see things from your perspective. Shift our focus from fear to faith, from lack to abundance, from defeat to victory. We choose to elevate our thoughts and align them with your higher ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If it blessed you and helped you, please download and share it with someone that you feel needs to start elevating the level of their perspective. Maybe they're constantly walking around talking about their story or the negative things in their life or the, you know, woe is me, or this is happening, or that's happening, and it's always something negative or that brings them down. Help them start shifting their mindset and elevating their perspective, okay? Because next week, we are going to tune into elevating your mindset. We're going to break free from limiting beliefs and embrace a faith-filled way of thinking. So remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.